Kia ora, it's wonderful to be here. I've known Chris and Becky for quite a long time. When we came up to Bible College, when 2000, beginning of 2003, and we met Chris then, and then when we were at St. Aidan's in Remuera, Becky came along and she was doing her study and they were married, and it's wonderful to be here with you this morning. I'll just open this up, as you do. I teach New Testament at Carey Baptist College, and of course my star pupil was Josh Johnston many years ago. Actually, first time we've met today, because he was a distance student. And when I came in, I began teaching there 8 years ago. I think that was your final year. And so, lovely to finally meet you. Yeah, it's good to be here, right? Hoping technology will do its thing. It's moving around a bit. I chose this psalm today because it's very dear to me. I mean, all scripture is, isn't it? A lot of people at their schools, you'll have a school song. Do you have a... school songs. Well, we had a school psalm, and it was this. And it got within my bones. And it's a psalm that feeds me. It's a psalm of confidence in God and a recognition of our fragility as humans. It begins, God is our refuge and strength. He is strong. He is dependable. You see, he's a well-proved help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. The psalm begins with that confidence in God, God who is dependable. As Israel tells its history, they tell it differently, or they understand their world differently than we do, because what they do is they turn toward the past and they look at what God has done in the past. And so they face the present facing the past. And it is that certainty of what they have seen that God has done that gives them confidence for the now time and for the future time. God is a strong refuge, a well-proved help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. And they say it to their soul. The psalm then moves to talk about the great change that happens in our world. Though the earth should change, don't we know that here in New Zealand with earthquakes, so too in the Holy Land. They are also a quake-prone place. Though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, the waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. And here we get the human condition, that we live in a world that is ever-changing, that we live at a time that things change so rapidly. What we have, though, is confidence in this God who is strong and dependable. The psalm now moves to picture the holy city. And it underneath the city of Jerusalem, has anybody been? Oh, you've got to come. I take a group. Every couple of years, I take a group. And underneath the city of Jerusalem, there's this Gihon spring, and there's just powerful amounts of fresh, beautiful water that lie at the bottom of the city. You see, life cannot happen without water. And in a dry and dusty place, like Israel is, they know what it is. The joy that water brings, life. It brings families, it brings abundance, because they are the places where people can settle. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. And here they remember that God had given them this land. And this is the land where they can dwell, and God dwells with them. You see, Israel looked to the temple as this dwelling place of God. And if you go there today, you will still see the Jews getting as close as they can to that place and coming up to this western wall. Because for the Jewish person, this is where God dwells. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. And so while there are disruptions in life, while there might be earthquakes, while there might be flooding, while there might be change and turmoil, they have the presence of God in the midst. God will help her when the morning dawns. And then in contrast to the stillness and the preciousness of the city, they look to the nations which are in uproar. Kingdoms totter. God utters his voice and the earth melts. Because God, as creator of the world, is in control of this world. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Now, many of your Bibles will have the word refuge there. The picture here is of the walls that surround the city. And in the midst of the city, of course, is the temple. And they live around. And they live with fortified walls. And God is strong like those walls. When the psalm was written, it was a time of certainty for Israel. They had this confidence. God was with them. They had the land. They had the temple. And yet that was not always their experience. They had the invasion of Assyria in 701. But the city stood firm because they trusted in their God. And yet, as we look back, it was only a matter of time before the kingdom tottered when Babylon rose up and conquered the people. They had to learn to live in another land. They had to come to realize that as precious as the city was, God was with them wherever they were. When they were in exile, that was the big learning. God wasn't really locked into this building, as precious as it was, but all of God's earth is his temple, and he is present in the midst. The psalmist moves to an invitation, and it's not just to God's people, it's to the nations. Come, behold the works of the Lord. See what desolation he has brought upon the earth. He makes wars to cease to the ends of the earth. He is the one who breaks the bow. He shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. And they look back to their time when God brought them out of Egypt. God looked after his people and brought them through the waters that were roaring and foaming in the sea, and he made the stillness for them. He is the one who shattered the bows, who the chariots he burned or destroyed as Egypt tried to keep his people. But God was the one who saved them. And then, totally unexpectedly, Yahweh speaks. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our strong fortress. You see, God is the subject of the psalm. He is the true Lord of this world and our lives. All things center and are sustained by him, and this is good. As believers, we live lives that are shaped and supported by God, his name, his will, his faithfulness, his grace and mercy. You see, God is the subject of the psalmist's life, and God should be the subject and the center of our lives too. But when I observe my life and the lives of those around me, I notice two things. Kind of, there's two traps. One is that we so easily make ourselves as the center and the subject of our lives, our needs and concerns. Oh, how easily we become the center of our daily life, our timetable. I think there's times we fall into this trap. But at the other end, sometimes we are so focused on the turmoil in the world that we make the turmoil the subject. Maybe this is where we're focusing on the difficulties in our church or our world or our city or ourselves, and all we can see is the chaos, and we can become so easily overwhelmed. In both extremes, we lose the only center and stability the Bible says is really there, and it is God. He is powerful, he is unchanging, he is dependable. So this morning, my question to you is, where are your eyes fixed? What is the subject, or who is the subject of your time and timetable? Is it the chaos that destabilizes us, or ourselves, and yet we are so often fickle and weak? Or is it God, who is powerful, unchanging, and dependable? This morning, as we think of the psalm, let us lift our eyes again and reorient ourselves back to Christ. If our eyes are on the roaring and foaming sea, the chaos of a world where mountains shake and fall into the sea, we forget that God is the subject. In him, by him, for him, we live. We live in his story. We live with him as our strong fortress. So tell your soul, God is my strong refuge. He is present in trouble, therefore I will not fear. But as we do this, we pray in the midst of the turmoil. We pray in the midst of the mess. Yes, Christians live with difficulty, but our response, our safety, our comfort is prayer in the midst of life. As the Jews think of this temple and as they gather around and they want to be close, we gather around our God who is present with us. We pray because we remind ourselves that God is strong, he is active, he is present, whatever we might be experiencing. We pray because this is what we were patterned to do, to live lives as God's creatures on God's earth within his dependable care and love. Now, turmoil takes many forms: global, societal, familial, relational, dare I say, even ecclesial. Turmoil is external in the world, and it can be internal within us. So let us pray in the midst of our turmoil. When the psalmist wrote this, God had acted like times of old to thwart the Assyrian enemy, but it was only a short time before Babylon conquered them, and they lost the city and the temple. They lost the land, and they felt like they'd lost God's blessing. But feelings and experiences are really not very good teachers, as much as I think we're conditioned to think that they are. What Israel found is that God was with them still in exile. He hadn't left them. So whether we are experiencing a recent victory or a defeat, God is present and we pray. You see, prayer realigns us with God, who is powerful, unchanging, and dependable. God is the reason that we experience victory and the reason that we do stand in trouble. He is a strong refuge. He is a well-proved help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. As with this psalm, God speaks in the midst of the turmoil. He speaks suddenly and he speaks unannounced. We're conditioned, I think, to think that God is silent, but he's not. When the world around us is unbalanced, he speaks. Be still. Be still. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted in the earth. This psalm is not only focused upwards, though, and inwards, it's focused outwards. Not only do we come and see the works of the Lord, we invite the non-believer to come and see God. Scripture says there's only one future. It is in and through God, known in Jesus Christ, and lived vicariously in the power of the Holy Spirit. Humanity has hope, but it isn't of their own making. God is our beginning, and God is our end. God was the world's beginning, and he is the end. Many of us long for the end of violence. This psalm shows us that it will only come through our strong and dependable God, because he breaks the bow, he shatters the spear, and he burns the chariots with fire. He is our true peacemaker. He is the one who will be exalted. His kingdom moves onwards, but the world needs to be invited to come and see what he is doing. We tell a story in many ways. Yes, St. Francis, we tell it with our lives, but we need to use words as well. Our God created and sustains this world through his word. He speaks in the psalm and he invites us to participate. He compels us to participate in his words of invitation. How can we not tell this community that God is powerful? He is unchanging. He is dependable. How can we keep God domesticated in our own lives? But we will only do this, I think, when we actively believe and live with God as our strong refuge. So this morning, I ask again as I end, where are your eyes fixed this morning? I don't know what it is that is. Perhaps you're living in perfect harmony in your lives and your world. Hooray. There are times of that, but so often we live with brokenness. We live with disappointment. My question today is, where are your eyes fixed, and to whom or to what is your heart turned? God is powerful. God is unchanging, and God is dependable. Say to your soul, be still. Let us lift our eyes again to the one on whom we can depend. Can we pray and just have a moment of stillness? Loving God, would you speak to us about ourselves and our lives? We seek to honour you, God. Sometimes we have blinkers on. We can't see. Lord, would you show us what it is you want us to address in our lives? God, we are your servants in this world. You are our God, and we turn to you. God, we picture ourselves in this walled city with protection and comfort, with our families. God, with you there with us. Lord, would you help us live lives that depend on you? Would you take our eyes away from the things that take our time and attention that are away from you? And would you speak to us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning, would you know that God is in your midst, that he is dependable, that his eyes are turned toward you? And would you receive his love this morning? Amen.